the beginning of the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Nan Hosam Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh. We have two Eidim. They're speaking about Dinei Nefoshes. So one Eid said that the Ritzicha was Shnayim B'Chodesh V'Echad Omer B'Shloisha. Eidusan Kayemes. So the Eidus is a good Eidus. If it's the second day in the month, it can be the third day in the month. Sheze Yedeya B'Ibure Shal Chodesh. The first one knew that the previous Chodesh had 30 days. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh was the 31st day. So Memeil, it's only the second day in the Chodesh. And the other one did not know that the previous Chodesh had 30 days. It thought he had only 29 days. So therefore, it is according to him, this was the third day of the Chodesh. Echad oimer b'shloisha v'echad oimer behei edusan b'teila. Then the edus is bottle, because here we can't be teila that one made a mistake. Now let us see Taisvis. Ze yoda b'ibure shel chaydish. So the way the Chazal give us the mashal, the one who said beis b'chaydish was correct, because it is speaking about that the previous chaydish had 30 days. So Taisa says, "Vuhu adin davemotzel ameimer ze yada becheshayin shel chaydish." The story could be the other way around, that the previous chaydish had 29 days, and it is now the third day in the chaydish. Zela yada the chaydish sheova chosahoy. The hiksha riva. So now the riva asks Akashem, "Uma ilu daikinon bahani sadi?" What would be if we would be medayik? That means we are assuming that everything is good, that they're both being made on the same day. And the reason they're saying different numbers is because one was not aware when it became Rosh Chodesh. Umailu daikinon bahadi sadi. What would be if we'd be medayik, if we'd question these eidim, and the tavayu yodi beiburi shel chodesh, and we would find out that both of them knew that the Chodesh Sha'ovar was Molei. Bahavalei Eidus Mekheshes. Ve'eich Neikim V'nitkel Misveike. That means, what would be if we would ask them, Zaitik Yekasha, when was Rosh Chodesh? And they both say the same Teretz. So if the both of them are saying the same Teretz, then the Zicha, one of the, is Eidus Mekheshes. Then they're Makhish themselves in the Chakiris. One says that the Harika was Beis B'Chodesh, and one says it was Gimel B'Chodesh. So how can we kill someone through assumptions? I assume he didn't know. The Hachi Parach B'Samach, the Gemara of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, asks a similar kasha to Abaye. We'll see soon. So Memele, so what is Pshat in this halacha? So Taisi says, Afal gav de beperik ben soirer daich mehoche derube de inchi avide de toy bibure de yache. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that how do we understand this halacha? We understand this halacha because roiv people can make a mistake. They don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. So memele, so it's a little better. He says, therefore, we assume that there's no hakchosha, there's no contradiction between the two eidim because people do make mistakes. But Taisa says, "Mikom b'kim man nafsi de medagdek ben." But what will we lose by asking them? It's a din of yitzilu ha'ida that one should, peasant should look for schusim of the retzayach. You don't kill someone so quickly. So why do we assume all these assumptions? Let us be medagdek, and maybe take it is eidus mekheshes. There's a possibility that that one is makhesh the other, and both of them knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So Taisus answers the Hochi Dakinum Bhushapa. We tak investigate. Kivin the Shaili Luhu Ba'ezayoy, because right afterwards we asked them which day of the week was it. Ukamechavni Liyoy Mechot. And both of them said the same day. Both of them said it was on a Tuesday. Shmamino. So now both of them said it occurred on a Tuesday. And one said it was the occurred Beis B'Chodesh, and one said it was Gimel B'Chodesh. Ishma mino sheze lo yoda. So the one that said Gimel B'Chodesh did not know of Iburei Shal Chodesh. Umikol Mokim, So now Taisus has the kasha. So if we will assume that since they both said the same day of the week, so that is proof. Let's say the one that said Gimel B'chodesh says it was on a Tuesday. And Tuesday was Beis B'chodesh. So we see from that he didn't know the Iburei Shel Chodesh. So if that alone is proof that he didn't know Iburei Shel Chodesh, so why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say that the reason that this halacha is true, that we metzarev teidis, is because ruba de inshi avidi de toy beburi de yachid, because right people do not know when Rosh Chodesh is. What is the proof that in the Gemara says, aray, we go basarayv by dinei nefoshes? What's the aray? Could be most people do know when Rosh Chodesh is. But I see from this person that he didn't know, because he says it happened on Tuesday and it was the third day of the month. So we see klo that he didn't know. So what is pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So Taisa says as follows: Mikol mokim shape mechiach beben tzayre mahochet, does linen bosa rube bedine nefoshes. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a raya from this halacha that we go bosa roi bedine nefoshes, the rube toy be ibura de yachet, that roi people make a mistake. The Eloyos linen bosa rube, because Taisa says, if we would not go bosa roi, so now we ask both of these Eidim, what day of the month did this murder occur? Is Kivin Shezeh Oimer Bishnai? So he said that it was the second day of the month. Vizeh Oimer Bishloisha. Miyad. So I don't assume that one person is making a mistake, because most people know when Rosh Chodesh is. Miyad Havalei Mekhoshim. So you have already Eidis Mekhoshim. So the Eidis is possible. So if later one is going to say that they're both going to say that it was on Tuesday, so this will not make that the Eidus Mekheshes will become kosher. The halacha is by Hagodas Eidus is a din of kivin shehigid einei chayzer umagid. For example, Eidim will say Eidus that Reuven borrowed $100. Listen to this day. Two Eidim will say Eidus. Then 15 minutes later they'll come back. Oh, we thought it over. Taki didn't borrow $200. It was something else. We made a mistake. And they'll give a... So the halacha is that it doesn't help, because there's a halacha in Hilchas Eidus, kivin shehigid einei chayzer amagid. If you said once a Haggadah, you lose your koyach hagode to be soiser, to contradict what you said before. We do not accept a second hagode which contradicts the first hagode. So Taisva says, if we would assume that roi people do not make a tois be bura de yarche, if that would be true, so the minute he said it was beis b'chodesh, he says it's gimel b'chodesh, Roy people know when Rosh Chodesh is, so already I have Eidus Mekheshes. It's Apostle Eidus. Now, the one who said Gimel B'chodesh says that it happened on Tuesday, so he can't retroactively correct his previous Haggadah. What he says now is Seiser, the previous Haggadah. Before he said it was Gimel B'chodesh, now he says it's on Tuesday. So he wants to be Seiser, the previous Haggadah. And if I assume the previous Haggadah was a correct Haggadah, because people know when Rosh Chodesh is, so it would not help at all what he's saying now. So I won't accept the second Haggadah, it's called Chayzer Amagit. So Memele, so that is why the Gemara has to say in Sanhedrin that you have to listen to the first Haggadah with a grain of salt. Because that what he said was Gimel B'chodesh, that doesn't mean necessarily Gimel B'chodesh, because most people don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. So Memela, so it is not called there was a Haggadah of Gimel B'chodesh. It was a Haggadah, either Beis or Gimel. Because people don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So Memela, now we want to be Mevara, did he take mean Gimel, or was it take Beis? So now we could be Mevara from that what he said, it occurred on a Tuesday. So now we see that his gimel was really a mistake, and he really meant Beis. Teida, so now Taisus wants to prove that when we are not toile in tois a later Haggadah will never help. Teida, to echot oime begimu, ve echot oime behei, eidusam betela. It says in the Beraisa, if one says in the Mishnah, that if one said that it was 3 days in the month, and the other said it was 5 days in the month, says eidusam betela, because there is no mokim for a toys, you don't make a toys for 2 days. So why is the Eidus no good? You see, the one that says it was Chomish B'chaydish says it happened on Tuesday. So Tuesday was Gimel B'chaydish. So you see, Klor, that the five was a Tois. We don't say from that what he says later, that it occurred on a Tuesday that he made a mistake in two Iburim. The betray Iburi Leitoi Inshi. That since I don't, it is not Rogel, that people should make such a mistake. So if I cannot, when I hear the first Agode, I cannot readily accept that it is a Agode betois, so the second Agode can never correct and be misakin the first Agode. Let us go further. So the Mishnah continues as follows. Echad oimel b'shtei shois. 1 8 said that this happened the second hour of the day. It happened the third hour of the day. Eidusam kayemes. So we say that the Eidus is a good Eidus, even though they're saying that it occurred in two different hours. Eidusam kayemes. Why? We'll see later in the Gemara. Echad oimer b'sholosh ve'echad oimer b'chomish. What if one Eid said that it occurred the third hour of the day? The other says it occurred the fifth hour of the day, Eidusam Betela. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir holds that we cannot be mitzar of the Eidim, since they are 2 hours apart. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Eidusam Kayemes. Again, we'll see later in the Gemara what the Machloikis is. Echad Imer Bechomesh ve'echad Imer B'sheva. If one Eid said that this occurred the fifth hour of the day, and the other said it occurred the seventh hour of the day, Eidusan Betele, Shebechomesh Chama B'Mizrech, U'Besheva Chama B'Mayev. Because one cannot make such a mistake, because the sun is in two different directions. By the fifth hour it's in Mizrech, and by the seventh hour it's in the west. So Memele, we cannot be Toile, these two Agodas, that one is making a mistake. Let us see Rashi. Echad oimer b'shtei shois, eidusan kayemes, detoye odom bekach. In a 1 hour span, there is a bokim for tois. Echad oimer b'chomesh, v'echad oimer b'sheva, eidusan b'teila. Afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that echad oimer b'sholosh, v'echad oimer b'chomesh, when there's a 2 hour span, we could still say they're both speaking about the same time, and one is making a mistake. But that is Davke Sholosh and Chomesh, because the sun is in the same direction. In both Zmanim, the sun is in the east. But if one said that it was Chomesh, it was in the fifth hour of the day. The other said it was B'sheva, B'chomesh, Chama, B'mizrochi, Shol Rikia. The fifth hour, the sun is towards the east. V'yochin lohovin ma'yidei atzel. You can understand this. K'shenoisin yodei k'nezget ha-mizrach ha-vatzeh le-tzad ma'irev. She can tell from the shade that the shade is on the west side. U'b'shevach ha-ma-b'mairev vatzeh le-tzad mizrach. It's unclear why Rashi is telling us that people know the difference from the shade. Why doesn't Rashi say people know the difference from looking at the sun alone? We can see if the sun is in the east or the west. Rashi cheshbens with the tzeil. Perhaps in Tosfos maybe have a shtikel teretz on this. Al koponim. So this is the halacha that it says in the Mishnah that bebeis ubegimel it's eidus on ksheira begimel ubehei is a machlokes amei Rabbi Yehuda and bechomesh ubesheva even Rabbi Yehuda is moide that it is no good. Now we're going to start explaining the Mishnah. Amar Abaye. Kshetimtza loyma. So Abaye has two ways how to explain the Machlokes Tanoim. Kshetimtza loyma. One can say, Ledivrei Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds, Ein Odom Toye Veloy Klum. a person does not make a mistake. In time, a person does not make a mistake. And ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, Adam toye chatzisha. A person can make a mistake in a half an hour. So now he starts explaining. Ledivrei Rab Meir, ein Adam toye veloiklum. A person does not make a mistake at all. So if a person doesn't make a mistake, so one said that it was the second hour, and one said it was the third hour, Rav Meir says it's good. How could it be good if a person doesn't make a mistake? So Abaye says as follows, Maise kehavi, v'meipak tarti u'ma'ayil tlas. The Maise was when the second hour of the day ended, and the third hour of the day began. So the one that says, so it just was a matter of speech. What to call the time of the murder. One can say it happened the second hour, because it's really the end of the second hour. And the other one said it happened the third hour, because it's really the beginning of the third hour. They're speaking about the same time, but they just call it with different words. So that is the Svar of Rav Meir. So one said Shtayim, and one said Shalosh, it is kosher Eidus, because I rightfully assume that they're both speaking about the same time. Ledivrei Rav Yehuda holds, Odom Toye Chatzisha, that a person can make a mistake in a half an hour. So therefore, when one said Shalosh and one said Chomesh, it is good. Now where is their mistake in the half hour? So he says as follows, Maise ki have bepalge de arba have. The Maise mistama really occurred in the middle of the fourth hour. Vahai de komar Shalosh. So the aid that said it happened the third hour, besayf Shalosh. So he means to say, it happened the end of the third hour, and he's a half an hour off. It really happened the middle of the fourth hour. He's a half an hour early. It was really the half of the fourth hour, and he said it's the end of the third hour, so he's a half an hour off. V'haida koma chomesh, betchilas chomesh. The eight that said it happened in the fifth hour, he means the beginning of the fifth hour. Because palge de shata lachayre, and he's a half hour off. He's a half hour late. That it really happened in the middle of the fourth hour, and he said it happened the beginning of the fifth hour. So again, he's a half hour off. So that is the first mahalach how Abaye explained the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Kshetim tzeloima. Kshetidagdek bedivreim, if you're going to be medagdek in the dvorim of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rav Meir, v'tamoid al mechoinoi timtza, then you'll find ledivrei Rav Meir the mekayim edis the beis v'gimel. Rav Meir is mekayim the edis by beis v'gimel. Umevatel shel gimel v'shel hay, ein adam toye v'loy klum. So Rav Meir holds a person does not make a mistake whatsoever. Uledivrei Rav Yehuda, the mekayim av shalosh v'chomesh, odom toye chatzisha. Now Rashi explains. So Rav Meir and odom toye v'loy klum. A person does not make a mistake. V'hatoye shakranu. If there is a mistake, it's not a mistake, so one is a liar. V'hai the mekayim Rabbi Meir edish o shtayim v'sholish. So how could Rav Meir say that one says it happened the second hour, one says it happened the third hour? Mishum sheshneim he'idu al rega echot, because both are really speaking about the same time. The ma'ase ki have, the ma'ase really occurred b'meifak tarti u'mayil tlas. The ma'ase occurred when the second hour ended and the third hour started to begin. B'tziyosoi shel shniyam. When the second hour ended, Kshashlishis Nechneses, the third hour begins. Ushneim Kacheidu, and both of them are saying the same thing. The Haida Omar Shtayim, the aid that said it happened the second hour, Besaif Shniyakom, it means the end of the second hour. The Haida Koma Besholish, Betchila Sholish. Ulekamon Porich, Mi Yoideya Shekavonoson Lekach. Rav is going to ask Akasha later on Abaye, That means you're saying that's what they mean. He said it was the second hour. He said it was the third hour. And you are saying that what he meant the second, I meant the end of the second. He meant the beginning of the third. Who says this is what they mean? Dilma hayde koma shtayim betchila shtayim koma. Maybe he means something else. Maybe he means it's the beginning of the second hour. V'yesh chilek b'neim. Ul v'hoyu l'rameir ein toilem betois arei hein shakronim. Later, Rav is going to ask Anabaya, what right do you have to say this is what they mean? And after you say this is what they mean, so Mamela is a good cut of Edis. Perhaps they mean to say something else? Let's ask them, Al Kaponim. Why do you go blindly and we assume that this is what they mean and therefore it's kosher Edis? According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake in a half an hour. Hilkach. If one said that it occurred the third hour, so the Eidus is Kayim. The Maisa ki have, it could be the Maisa was Bepal Gediyava, the middle of the fourth hour. And he said it happened the end of the third hour. And each one made a mistake in a half an hour. Again, on Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara also asks on Abaye, how could you go and put together their Eidos by saying that he means the end of the third, he means the beginning of the fifth? Avalon lemeima. Let us perhaps say, the high betchilas gimel koma. Maybe he means the beginning of the third hour. V'hai v'saiv chomish koma. V'yesh chila godl b'neim. And there's a big difference between their two agodas. V'kula hai loito, v'techole keidusim, v'natzala sanefesh. That's later the Gemara is going to ask this on Abaye. This was the first lashon of Abaye. Ika da Amri, Omar Abaye, that Abaye explained the Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda a little differently. Kshetimtza loima ledivrei Rabbi Meir odom toye mashu, that Rabbi Meir holds that there could be a slight mistake in time. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda odom toye sho umashu, a person can make a mistake an hour and a mashu. So the Gemara explains as follows. A person makes a mistake, a mashu. Maise ki have it. When did the maise occur? Oy besoif shtayim have, oy betchila sholosh. Now the Gemara is going to say that if this one said shtayim, so it was in the second hour. This one said sholosh, it was the third hour. So you can't say it was the exact same time. Now, Akochoch is, so either it's towards the end of the second hour, let's say the last minute of the second hour, or the first minute of the third hour. So, Akoponim, there's a stira between what they're both saying. One is contradicting the other. He says it was towards the end of the second hour, and he says it was the beginning of the third hour. V'chad minayu, so the Maisik Yava, oy besoif shtayim. The mice occurred either at the end of the second hour, oy betchila sholish. V'chad minayu toye mashu. One of them made a mistake in a mashu in a small amount of time. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, odam toye shom mashu. A person can make a mistake an hour and a minute or two. Mice kiave oy besoif sholish, oy betchila sholish. It happened either at the end of the third hour or the beginning of the fifth hour. And one of them made a mistake of an hour and a mashu. Let us see Rashi. V'chad minayu katoi mashu, im b'soif shtayim have, if it really happened the end of the second hour, hay dekomar sholosh, betchila sholosh. So the one that says sholosh is the beginning of sholosh. The katoi mashu, so he's making a mistake in the mashu. Ve'i betchila sholosh, if the one who says sholosh is right, hay dekama shtayim besoif shtayim, katoi mashu, so then he's making a mistake. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, maisa have besoif sholosh, the maisa occurred either the end of the third hour, v'hay dekama betchilas chomesh, the one who said chilas chomesh, Toi Shorevi, he made a mistake the fourth hour, Umashul Shal Shaiv Sholish. If it happened the end of the third hour. Inami bitchilas chomishave, or could be it happened back at the beginning of the fifth hour. Aidoma b'soif shalosh, and he said it happened the end of the third hour. Toyesho revius umashu. So these are the two mahalchim how Abaye explained the machlokes of Rameya and Rab Yehuda. And before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Echad oimer b'shtei shoyz. Now we hear where the Mishnah says, however you are going to explain Pshat and the Machloikis, but the halacha is, if one said it was b'shtei shoyz, and one said it was b'shalei shoyz, edusan kayemes. V'im toima amai edusan kayemes. Ilu daikinon bahani sadi, hode koma shtayim b'tchila shtayim, now, we just have to explain Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is not according to Abaye. Tosfos Kasha is according to Rove. Rove disagrees with Abaye. Abaye assumed, we'll see later on Daf Yud Beis why Abaye assumed like that, but Abaye assumed that when one said Shtayim and one said Sholosh, so Shtayim means the end of the second hour, Sholosh means the beginning of the third hour, and the greatest the mistake could be is a mistake in Amashu, according to the second Lashon of Abaye. Rove says we have no right to assume that this is what they mean. And therefore, we have to take everything into consideration. And therefore, when the one that said Shtayim, we have to consider maybe he means the beginning of Shtayim. The one that said Sholosh, maybe he means the end of Sholosh. And according to Rav Meir, this is still good. So Rava said that from Rav Meir we see that a people can make a mistake in 2 hours. Rav Meir himself holds a person can make a mistake in 2 hours. That is Shitas Rav. So now Tosfos is asking according to Rava, the imtaima, amai edusan kayemes. Why is the edus of Shtayim in Sholosh a good edus? Taka people can make a mistake in a 2 hour span. But ilu daikin and bahani sadi, if we would be medayik, and we will say, hod the koma Shtayim betchila Shtayim. So besides, there's a new factor involved. Besides the mistake in the span of time, which we say people can make a mistake in a 2 hour span of time, but there's another factor over here. If it was betchila shtayim, v'havolei koidem honetzach hama. So the beginning of the second hour of the day is before the netzach hama. Ve'edusan betela. So that automatically makes that the edus should be bottled. Because one is saying that the Eidus occurred before the Netzach Hama, before the sun rised. One is saying that it occurred after the sunrise. So if we have a factor of sunrise, so just like Rabbi Yehuda said, between Chomesh and Sheva, even though a person can make a mistake, but in Chomesh and Sheva, there can't be a mistake because from the since the sun is in different directions, some in Mela, they can't be saying the same thing. So Tosfos says, between Shtayim and Sholosh, since Tchila Shtayim is before sunrise, and Sholosh is after sunrise, so Al Kochach, these people are not making a mistake. And one is contradicting the other. Now Tosfos wants to prove that Shtayim is before sunrise. So Tosfos says as follows. The tchilas shoshniye kaidem onetzachamu. The beginning of the second hour of the day is before the netzacham. How do we know this? So Tosfos says like this. The Gemara says further, the mahalech odom bayoim, a person can walk, a normal person can walk from the beginning of alois hashachar, from the beginning of the day, till tzeisa keichodim, eser parse. This is 10 parse, which is Shehein Mem Milut. which is 40 mil. So a person from the beginning of day, from the Alois HaShachar, to Tzeis HaKeichovim, can walk 40 mil. Now, if he walks 40 mil in a 12-hour period, so let us divide this in minutes. So there are 720 minutes in 12 hours. So how long does it take for him to walk a mil? So let's divide 720 by 40, which equals 18. So it comes out that a person walks 18, it takes him 18 minutes to walk 1 mil. It takes him 720 minutes to walk 40 mil. So Taisa says as follows. Umealois ha-shachar at ha-netzachama. There's a different Gemara that says from the alois ha-shachar to ha-netzachama, mahalach he-milim. So he-milim, so if the mahalach of a mil is 18 minutes, so 18 times 5 is 90 minutes. So it comes out that it takes 90 minutes from alois ha-shachar to Hanetzachama. Kidama b'misha hoyatomi v'za oyle l'sha umachza. So let's get back to the kash. So Taisu says as follows, that the Netzachama is 90 minutes from Alois HaShachar. So therefore, if a person said that the murder was the second hour, which means we can assume that the second hour could mean the beginning of the second hour, so he is saying, in other words, that the murder was before the Netzachama. The other person that says that the murder was the third hour, so he's saying that it was after the Netzachama. Now this, one can't make a mistake. Before sunrise, after sunrise, that people don't make a mistake. That Taisus brought a Gemara. So Taisus asks, so according to Rava, that Rava says that when we have each one says an hour, different hours, we can assume that the first one means the beginning of that hour, and the second means the end of the second hour. So if that is true, how could it be kosher aidis? One is said it occurred before sunrise, and one said it occurred after sunrise. The Yeshlaima. So Taisvis answers as follows. Kishze oimer koidem ha-netzachama. So Taisa says like this, if the two Eidim would come, and they would not tell us the time in hours, but they tell us the time in what matzav the sun was. So if one Eid comes and says that the murder was before sunrise, the other Eid will say the murder was after sunrise. The medagdikim bahaneid, and they're telling us, that's their whole simon of the zman, that the zman was before sunrise or after sunrise. So then there's no such thing as a mistake. So it's Eidus Mekreshes, so one is Zicha telling a lie. Avol, Hani Loidigdiku Elo Bishois, but these people did not mention sunrise. They spoke about hours. Ve'ein B'nei Odom B'kiyim Bishois. People are not so well acquainted in hours. And people think that the second hour is after the Netzachama. The Marsho explains what is the reason for this mistake? Because in the second hour, it's sunrise already. Sunrise occurs the middle of the second hour. So since sunrise is in the middle of the second hour, so people think the second hour, they think that's after sunrise already, because they know in the second hour, it's after the sunrise is in the second hour. So Memele, so if they did not speak about sunrise, and he said it was the second hour, and he said it was the third hour, so Afilu, he meant the beginning of the second hour, it could very well be he meant it was after sunrise, because people think, most people, Ein Bnei Odom B'kiyem B'shois, people do not know that the beginning of the second hour is after sunrise, is before sunrise. So Memele, so could be, the Maisa occurred after sunrise, a person is not medagdik too much of this man, he can make a mistake 2 hours according to Rava, so that's why there's no hakrosh. That is what Taisvus answers. Now, when I learned the Taisvus, I had a bayra de kikasha. Taisvus says that, ein b'nei odom b'kiyim b'shoyz. That means most people are ignorant. They're under the impression that the second hour is after the Neitzachama. So Mamela, he'll say it occurred the second hour. So both of them are saying it occurred after the Neitz. One said it was the second hour, one says it was the third hour. A person can make a mistake in 2 hours, according to Rav. That's how Taisus says Pshat in the Mishnah. That is true. Most people could be ignorant, but there are zicha some intelligent people also on this world. So Mamela, so how could you kill a person? That means that this one said it was the second hour. This one said it was the third hour, and you're going to kill him. Let us first find out. Let's give him an IQ test. Let's ask him before we kill the Ritzayach. Let's ask him, my dear sir, is the second hour before the Neitzachama or after the Neitzachama? So if he's going to tell you what's the Shaila, it's before the Neitzachama. So you can't kill the Ritzayach, but that was Taisus Ol Kasha. Maybe he means the beginning of the second hour was before the Neitz. So Taisus answers that Rav people are ignorant, but there are intelligent people also in the world. You can't kill a Ritzayach because you can be Seimach that everyone's ignorant. Taisus before the previous Taisus we had that you can't be Seimach on Rav. There should be some questioning in order to be Mevara. Do we have Eidus Mechuvenes or do we have Eidus Mekheshes? So what is Pshat and Taisvus Teretz? I found later that the Taisvus HaRashba asks this Kasha on Taisvus. Taisvus HaRashba does not like Taisvus Teretz. And the Taisvus HaRashba answers, the Magi and the Chiddush Rabbi Nedov says that Pshat the Taisvus HaRashba's Teretz as follows, a different Teretz on Taisvus, that people, bechlal, are unaware if there was sunrise or if there wasn't sunrise. I mean, if they speak about that I know it was before sunrise, I know it was after sunrise, then you see he was aware when the sun rose. But if people speak about hours, he says, you could even say it was the first hour of the day. He wasn't medagdik if there was sunrise or not. That means if people speak about hours, they are unaware completely what the matzav of the sun is. People don't look up to the skies. People are more interested in what's happening on the earth. So Memela, that's what the Taisus HaRashba answers. This is a different teretz of Taisus. That means, so if they spoke about sunrise, so then you see, one said it was before sunrise, one said it was after sunrise, so it's Eidus Mekheshes. One is contradicting the other. But if they're speaking about hours, so they themselves are unaware what the matzav of the sun was. So it could be, we mentioned before, Rashi speaks about one knows the difference, Chomesh and Sheva, because the shadow was this way, the shadow was the other way. We ask, why do you have to speak about shadow? Speak about, because the direction of the sun, it's in two different directions. Could be Rashi held like this, Chiddush Rabbeinu David, people don't look at the sun. We're not stargazers, we're not sun gazers. People are more down to earth. So the Melo, the shadows, they would know where the shadow was situated, how the shadow was situated. But could be where the sun was situated. Who looks at the sun to figure out Zmanim? Al Kaponim, this is a machloikis, the Rabbeinu David, the Taisus HaRashba, with our Taisus. Now let us go further. Ozol Rav Hune bereide Rav Yehude omro lishmaitzei kama derove. Rav Hune, the son of Rav Yehude, told over Abaye shtikteire derove, how Abaye had explained the machlekes Ramei Rav Yehude. Oma, so Rove did not like Abaye shtikteire. And he said as follows, Uma ilu daikinon bahani sati. How can you assume that the one that said shtayim is soif shtayim? The one that said sholosh is tchila sholosh. Ma ilu daikinon bahani sati. What would be if we would question these eidim? Dahai de komar sholosh. Well, that's the second case. Dahai de komar sholosh could be he means betchila sholosh. V'ahai dekoma chomesh besayf chomesh. Maybe he means the beginning of the third hour, he means the end of the fifth hour. Abaye said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake an hour and a mashu. That is only if sholesh is saif sholesh and chomesh is tchilas chomesh, so then I'll say there was a mistake in an hour and a mashu. What would be if we would ask these Eidim, and they would say that when I said sholesh, I mean tchilas sholesh, and I said chomesh, I mean saif chomesh. V'havi eidus mekreshes v'loi katlin, then you couldn't kill the murderer. V'anan nekem v'niktel misveike, v'rachmona omar v'shoftu ha'eida v'itzilu eida. You don't kill quickly. First you have to see if there's any limut schus, how to be matzel the retzeach, you first do that. You don't kill a person stamazay. The Rosh Yeshiva explains that Rava was asking two shailas. That means like this, if the eidim are not around anymore, we can't question them, so you still can't kill the retzeach, because maybe if we would have asked them, he would have said, I meant the beginning of the third hour, and the other would have said, I meant the end of the fifth hour. So that was the first half of the kasha. Misafik, you can't kill someone. Maybe he meant the beginning of the third, and he meant the end of the fifth. And then, he meant to say, and if the Eidim are still around, so you have to question them. You can't make assumptions. That was Rav's kasha, and Abaye. So the Rabbeinu David says, so what did Abaye taka hold? I mean, what did Abaye also know how to learn? What was Abaye's for it? So the Rabbeinu David said Abaye held that yushtel edim an chazoke, desadi b'shakhi loy marzekina, kol heiche de efshe lechaven edusam. That means that the edim have a cheskas kashrus. Just like there's a halacha that b'tzedek tishpoit amisecho. There is such a halacha. If you see someone does something and could be meant he did wrong or could be he had good intentions, so there's a din b'tzedek tishpoit amisecho. One should assume that Mustami wanted to do something good. You have no right to condemn a person. Kozman, you're not 100% sure that you can condemn him. So Abaye held is Aloch and Hilchis Eides that Eidim have a cheskas kashrus. So Kozman, we don't have 100% proof that we can condemn them. We have to assume they're Eidim Ksheirim. I mean, like this, if you're going to start clearing Sveikas, for example, the two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon. So start clearing a Shaila, maybe they're Mechalei Shabbos. So you have to start proving that they're not Mechalei Shabbos. You have to prove that they're not Mechalei Shabbos. Because they have no right to declare that they are Mechalei Shabbos. They have a Cheskes Kashrus. So Memele, so why you claim that they're liars? Because this one said 2 and 3. Does 2 and 3 mean that they're liars? 2 can mean the end of 2, and 3 can mean the beginning of 3. So I have no right to condemn them. That's the Svara, that's what Abaye held. Abaye held that Fakert Kozman, you don't have 100% proof they're wrong, I have to assume they're right. That is the halacha of Cheskas Kashas. This marshal I said before, really it's a ha'or of the Chedush Yerim and Ksubis. The Chedush Yerim and Ksubis says if two Eidim come and say that these 100 people were, we saw how these 100 people were Machalos Shabbos. So then he killed these all 100 people. So frekte Chedush Yerim, let us say these two Eidim are Machalos Shabbos and these 100 were not Machalos Shabbos. But that's the halach of Eidis. Eidis kol evan Eidis adin that you have to shtel him a cheskes kashrus. So memele, even though there is some sort of a reyesa over here, that means I see this one says 2, this one says 3, it happened the second hour, it happened the third hour, but this doesn't mean anything. 2, since 2 could mean the end of the second, and 3 could mean the beginning of the third, and a person can make a tois and a mashu, so there's nothing wrong here. I have no right to condemn these two Eidim. That is the Svar of Abai. In Rav held, there's a halacha of Vishavto Eidim Vitzila Eidim. If you don't know anything, you're right, but if you hear already a reyesa, you hear this one says 2 and this one says 3, now you have to start patching it up. You have to use scotch tape already to make this man this, this man this. So Abaye, Rav held, as long as there's some sort of a reyesa, we have no right to assume that everything is good with the Eidim. In fact, there is a halacha of Vitzilu Eidim that, we have to start investigating. Or if we don't know, we have to clear al kaponim. Maybe this one meant the beginning of the second hour, this one meant the end of the third hour. Ela omar Rove. So therefore, Rove is chaylik anabai. And Rove says as follows. Ledivrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Odom toye shtei shois chosomashu. If Rabbi Meir held that if a person said, Zoimer b'shtayim, Zoimer b'sholish edusen kayemes, we have to clear up, shtayim could mean the beginning of shtayim. Sholish could mean the end of sholish. And if Rabbi Meir says it's good, so Rabbi Meir holds Odom toye shtei shois chosomashu. A person can make a mistake between 2 hours minus a mashu. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda said that Zoimer b'sholish, Zoimer b'chomesh, that it is, that according, that Rabbi Yehuda said it's also good, so since Sholish could mean the beginning of Sholish, since Chomesh can mean the end of Chomesh, which is a 3 hour span, minus Amashu, so Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, Odom Toye Sholish Shois Chos Amashu. Now he explains, Ledivrei Rabbi Meir, Odom Toye Shtei Shois Chos Amashu. Maise ki have, the Maise occurred, he said it happened the second hour, he said it happened the third hour, could be oy betchilas time, could be it happened at the beginning of the second hour, oy besayv shalish, or could be it happened the end of the third hour. Is it possible to say that that's the maximum amount of mistakes that a person can make a mistake? If that is the case, how could you combine the edus of these two edim? Mi amar lecha, who told you that the magdim was niskaven for the end of his hour? And the one that said the latest man is kavon l'tchilas hasho, k'dei l'kalvon zeh itzol zeh, to bring together the two agodas, ul'tzarev eidusim, and to combine the eidus, sh'loi tei b'neim elo shir tois odom, that there should be only a difference that a person can make a mistake. U'ma ilu diakta b'hani sadi, what if you'll be medayik on these eidim? L'chalik eidusim, motziso l'meim, it is possible to say, the one that said it happened the third hour means the beginning of the third hour. And there's a 3 hour difference. And since I say a person cannot make such a big mistake, so then it's eidus mekheshes. One is contradicting the other. Then we have no right to kill the murderer. So we on our own accord will bring together their edus in order that this person should get killed. That Bezdin, the goal of Bezdin is that Bezdin should be matzel to rescue. We search. Since the Mishnah says that Eidus is Kayemis, Shmami no, so it's a different lumbus. The Sviriluhu that the Tanoim hold the Afilu Atom Mechalkom Kemoya Sher Tuchal. If you'll divide them the most you can, Veloima, and you'll say, the one who said the earlier hour meant the beginning of that hour. The one who said the later hour meant the end of that hour. Tell us, we can assume that they're making a mistake. So you can't say the one is contradicting the other. A person can make such a toys. Ela omar ovet. Le Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, Odom Toye, Kol Mashat Yochel L'Chalik Es Eilu. All that you can divide these two Eidim, Shoye Mekayim Eidusan, and he said it's a good Eidus, Tahaynu Shtei Shoyz Chosomashu,
if you can separate these Eidim with a time span of 2 hours minus a mashu. And even though there is a 2 hour time span in between, why is it good? The chinami amalta, filo you say, zesh amashtayim, betchilashtayim. The one that said it happened the second hour of the day means the beginning of the second hour. Vizesh amashalish, besayf shalish. Kol rigoyim shebintayim. This whole time span in between. She'ira ha'maisa behen, that the maisa could have occurred, yesh la'ilu litais, a person can make a mistake. V'loima, and they can say, k'moisha amru, like these people said. Maisa ki have it. When did the maisa occur? Oy b'soiv sholish, oy b'tchilishtayim. I could assume that the maisa occurred the end of sholish, oy b'tchilishtayim. Kloima. Loimi boim hoya maisa b'soiv shtayim, oy b'tchilas gimel. He said, that's also true. It could be the maisa happened. The person can make a 2 hour mistake, and zicha make a 1 hour mistake. And it could be both of them made a mistake. And it could be the maisa occurred in between. The maisa occurred the end of the second hour, or the maisa occurred in the beginning. The tois mu etesu, that then we could say both of them made a small mistake. The nam yoma afilu will say hi betchilas time, that the one that says time means the beginning of the second hour. Ein kan tois elashos, he made a tois of an hour. He says, "Loi mi boy, if we'll assume that the ma'isa happened not the way each one of them said, and we'll say that each one made a mistake of an hour, it's a bad give us good." No, Rav says, "Allah filu av a ma'isa betchilo shtayim." He says, "But you don't have to assume that either. We don't have no right to assume that. Afilu, we will assume that the ma'isa happened back at the beginning of the second hour. V'hai the omar sholish b'soiv sholish." And the one that said it happened, Sholish, means the end of the third hour. And there is a 2 hour mistake. We have no right to be mevatel the Eidus. A person can make a mistake in 2 hours also. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Ubahai and Yonah the Frishis. The same way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, say a person makes a mistake in 3 hours. You'll divide, you'll separate the two agodas. They still make such a mistake in this time span. Whatever you're able to separate the two agodas, Avilachodam of Shabbosu Shoyamaisa, Einei the Rochik Mimena Mukrish the Toru Boch. So that is the Machloikis Abaye Verove. Rove says, we have to assume that the worst, that the Magdim is starting from the beginning of that show, and the Ma'achem means the end of the show, he says. Rafal Pikain, The Rameya holds it is good because one makes a toys in 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is good because one can make a toys in 3 hours. Zok Toysvis. Elo Omarov. Ledivre Rabbi Meya. Odom Toye Bei Shois Chosamashu. Vim Toima. So if according to Rameya, a person can make a mistake in 2 hours. Vim Toima Im Kain. Echod Oime Begimel. Echod Oime Behei. My Eidusan Betele, name it the Uvde Berevis happen. Let us say, Hitake means the beginning of the third hour. He means the end of the fifth hour. And let us say that the Maisa really occurred in the fourth hour. So if the Maisa occurred in the fourth hour, so it is good Eidus. Why did Rameya say it is no good if you say, a person can make a 2 hour toy. So, echad oime begimel, ve echad oime bechomesh. So let us say that the mice occurred in the fourth hour and it's a kosher edis. V'yeshloimar de sova rove dein litlois hatois pishneim. Now, Taisis kasha is a very interesting kasha. I mean, l'chayre, one could say that, what right, this is, what right do we have to assume what right do we have to assume that the Maisa occurred in the fourth hour? Taisus seems to hold that what they are saying we have to investigate. But when the Maisa occurred, we could use their Cheskes Kashrus already. So let us say, since they have a Cheskes Kashrus, so Philo one says Gimel and one says Hey, let us say that there's still Edim Ksheirim and the Maisa occurred in the fourth hour. So now Taisus has a new yesod. That Rava holds, you cannot say that both of them made a mistake. You have no right to say that. Both of them made a mistake, that you have no right to say. We saw Rashi said Nitazoid. There's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi started off explaining Rava. Rashi says, Loimi, boy, if the Maisa was in the middle, the Besayf Steinberg Trilis Gimel Tavada Gimel good. Although the Maisa was Rashi, it seems that we could say that both made a mistake also. Taisva says, we have no right to say that both made a mistake. Period. Ach, yes, Lahaksha, so I'll ask you a different kasha. Echad Oimer Begimel, for Echad Oimer Behei, if one said it happened the third hour, one said it happened the fifth hour, Amai a dusan betela, so why, according to Rab Meir, is the Edis bottle, ilo daikis bahani sadi dilma haide kama begimel pesaifkim. So Taisvis asks, before you throw away the Edis, let's ask him, what do you mean? Why do you say a dusan betela? Maybe he means saifkim. And if he means Saif Gimel, so already there's only a 2 hour toys, and a 2 hour toys Rab Meir holds a person also makes. So why does the Mishnah say bluntly, a dusan betele, it's not muchach, ask them al kaponim. Ask them, maybe he take a man saif gimel. The yeshloimer, the lahachmer, or the kayim, a dusan loid bat kinenu. So Taisus says, I'm not mechuyif to ask. That means, if without asking, I have no right to kill the retzeach, because maybe he means the beginning of the third hour, so I'm not mechuyev to ask. So if I'm not mechuyev to ask, so if I don't ask, we don't kill the retzeach. That is what Taisus says. So it would seem that als the halacha of a beitzilu eid, I don't ask either. That means it could very well be I have kosher eidim over here, but I don't ask. If the way it, since it's a possibility, I don't have kosher eidim, the lahachmir or the kayim eidusan loy bat kinelu, I don't ask. So I wanted to be medayik from Taisus, as found later, the Bichas Avrom makes this diyik. There's a machloik, the Bichas Avrom, and there's a meyach. But let's clear a different shaila. The Mishnah says that if one eid said it was the third hour, the other eid said it was the fifth hour, so according to Ramei, eid do some betayim. Fine, eid do some betayim. Because maybe he meant the beginning of the third, maybe he meant the end of the fifth, eid do some betayim. You don't kill him. Taisus says, let's ask them. No, you don't ask. We told the Retzeach, a guten Tag, they just a bottle. What'll be now a Shaila? So you have these two Eidim, Aruvin and Shimon. You have these two Eidim. They do some Betela, the Retzeach got away with he didn't kill him, Gewaldig. Now, what's the din? I want to use these two Eidim for Eidim Kedushin. What's the din over there? Do you say, I do some Betela? Listen, you two apostles, both of you are Edusim B'Tayla. Can I use these two Eidim for Eidim Kedushin? That means, why did I say this Retzeach is Potter? Because one of them is a liar, you see. One said Sholish, one said Chomish. One of them is a liar. So that's why we let the murderer free. But what will be the din? Can we use these two for Eidim Kedushin? You don't have proof that there's a liar. You didn't bother to ask them. But you can't condemn them either. So, what will be the locha legabi the kashrus of the Eidim? So the Bichas Avram says legabi the kashrus of the Eidim, I see say the Eidim kshayim. I have no right to passel them. I didn't ask them. I wasn't supposed to ask them because they had a very good lawyer, Vitzil Eidu Fregnisht. Ignorance is bliss. So I don't ask. So if I don't ask, so lemaisa, I don't kill the Retzeach. But Leidoch Gise, if this Retzeach wants to get married, he wants to use these two Eidim for Eidim Kedushin, it's not bad. I can assume that they're kosher Eidim. One is not totally in the other. He gets away with murder, and then Al Kaponim, and they're kosher Eidim. L'cheire, that's the mashmois of the Loshen of Taisvis. Taisis lahachma kaim dus lebat kinelu. But leidach gisa lachayre, we won't kill them either. We won't passel them either. Zog de Gemara weit. Tna, we learned a mission in Sanhedrin. Hoyu baitkin oison, that when you hear by aiding the foshes, when you want to kill someone, so there was, we, Bezdin questioned the Edim b'sheva chakiris. There were seven questions which were asked, which are called chakiris. There were chakiris and bedikis. What is the chakiris? The first question was, be'eze shavua. Which Shemitah did this occur? That there are seven Shemitahs in the Yovel. So which Shemitah in the Yovel did this occur? Question number one. Question number two, Be'eze Shona, which year of the Shemitah was this? The first year of the Shemitah, the second year of the Shemitah. Question number three, Be'eze Chodesh, which month of the year was it? The first month, the second month. Everything they're telling numbers. Then question number four, Be'kama B'chodesh, which day in the month was it? First day in the month, second day in the month. Question number five, Be'eze Yoim, which day of the week was it? And then, so we have Beize Shavua, Beize Shona, Beize Chodesh, Bekama Bechodesh, Beize Yoim, Beize Shah. Question number six, what hour of the day was it? And question number seven, Beize Mokim. Where did this occur? These were the seven questions, and both Edim were questioned, these seven questions. These were the Chakiris. Now, there were Bedikis. Bedikis Rashi will say, we asked different questions. We asked them, you saw how Reuven killed Shimon. Could you please explain what kind of weapon did he use? Did he use a spear? Did he use a sword? Did he use a gun? That was question number one. Question number two, could you please tell me what color shirt the murderer was wearing? What color shirt the Nirzach was wearing? And different questions. That's called bedikis. And the Gemara says, kolam arba bedikis hareza mishubach. Now, ma bein chakiris lebedikis. What is the difference between the chakiris and the bedikis? Chakiris, oma echad mehem eine yedeye. If one of these seven questions, he says, I don't know. What time was it? I don't know. Edusim betele. So the edus is bottle. Bedikis, afilu shneyem oimrim ein ono yoidim. They asked them, what weapon did he kill him with? We don't know. We're standing far away. We saw he was beating him with something. We saw blood coming out, but we didn't see exactly if it was a dagger, a spear, a sword. I don't know. Zeidusan kayemis. Taidis is kayem. They don't know. They saw him kill him, but you're pinpointing them to be explicit. They don't know. Eidusan kayemis. Favinimbo. So we ask the shaila, Maishna chakiris u'maishna bedikis. Why is it? M'manavshech. Do Edim have to know everything? Or afilu there are some things they're not aware of. It's also good. So why by chakiris, if one thing one doesn't know, it's no Edis. And why by bedikis, afilu both of them don't know, it is a good Edis. From Rinen, and we answer them this question as follows. Chakiris oma echad mehem eini yedeya edusam betela. You cannot be mazim the Edim anymore. That means, let's say, for example, you'll ask them, what hour of the day was it? I don't know what hour of the day it was. I don't know. So, as long as he doesn't know, so now you can't be mazim the Edim. That means, we learn now from a pasuk that every Edis is only acceptable if the way the Edis was presented, this Edis, two Edim could come and say that this Edis is not true because at this time you weren't in this area, you were with us in a different area. Any Edis that cannot be disproved al Yedei Azome is a Posala Edis. So if he doesn't know what time it was, so Memele, you can't disprove these Edim because Edim say you were with us this hour, he said, oh, Tzobos, it was a different hour then. He doesn't know which hour it occurred. So therefore, if one of these seven questions are not answered properly, so lemaise, it's apostolatus. Bedikis, but if he doesn't know what color shirt he wore, what weapon was used, is edish at yochel azimoy, but you could still be mazim then. That is the difference between chakiris and bedikis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hoyu boitken oisam la'edi nefoshes b'sheva chakiris. Mikroi nafkelon b'sanhedrin, li sheva chakiris will not from a posik. Bahu pirke, shavua shmite, be'ezer shmite shal yoibel. Which shmite was this in the yoibel? Sheyesh boi sheva shmites, each yoibel there are seven shmites. Which shmite was this? Be'ezer shana shal shmite, which year in the shmite? Be'ezer chaydish b'shana, which month in the year? Bekama yomim b'chaydish, which day of the month? Be'ezer yom b'shabbos, which day of the week? Be'echot b'shabbos, oi b'sheni b'shabbos, oi b'shlishi b'shabbos, oi echot min acherim. Zapela Rashi, who was the meiridike katzchen, all of a sudden went overboard and this Rashi to elaborate which day of the week is it? First day, the second day, the third day, or another day in the week. It's a psapella. Rashi is telling us something. We have to know what Rashi is telling us. V'satznan, ma ben chakiris labdikis. Tektoni hosom, makirim atem oisai. Do you recognize the murderer? Yisraisim boy, did you warm him? Bameh holgoi, what was the weapon that was used to kill him? Besayiv holgoi, with a sword, a baririm holgoi, with a spear. Kalev shchayrim is begodim. What color were they? Black, I love on him. So what is the difference between Sheva Chakiris and the Bdikis? So the Mishnah says as follows. Chakiris, Omar Echad, Eini Yedei, Ba'achas Behen. One of the Sheva Chakiris, he says, I don't know. Fa'afilu B'sho Oimer. B'sho is Oimer Eini Yedei. I don't know which hour it was. I do some B'teilah. This is Eidus which we cannot be mazer. Rachmona Omar, the pasuk says, "V'doshu hashayftim heitev, v'nei eid sheker hoy." V'asisam loy. So you should doshu heitev. This from this heitev we learn out the sheva chakiris. V'nei eid sheker hoy. V'asisam loy kasher zomam lasis loches. So we learn as follows: Eidus she'ata yochel lekayim bo teiras hazomim. The way the Eidus was presented, it is possible to be mazim them with this agode, avi Eidus, that's a kosher Eidus, be Eloi. But if the way the Eidus was presented, you can't be mazim them, loy. Bazoma ain't ela bimono yisim ba'isa yoim ba'isa sho. Hazoma is when two other Eidim come and say, how could you say this Eidus? You were together with us in a different place. You with us in a different place. If on any one of these seven questions, I don't know. So you can't be mazim. He can't say, I was together with you this hour. Because he didn't say which hour occurred. What's the problem? What is, you could be mazim them by saying that the whole day that they were together with you in this place. Why is it called Eidim she'atayochel azimo? Miu botzchlu teiras hazome min chakires hashois. But al kaponim, the chakira of Shaw will not help us to be mazim them. We're working with six chakiras, not with seven chakiras. The rachmone rabbi sheva chakiras b'gzeira Shaw v'daytiv heitiv b'sanhedrim. The pasuk told us that these seven questions are necessary in order to be able to be mazim them. So we need all these seven birurim in order to be able to be mazim them. So if one of them, he says, I don't know, so my male let's say, Shat Yochel Azim. Bedikits, ki omre inonu yoidim, but if they'll say inonu yoidim, Eidi Shat Yochel Azim, you could still be mazim them. Shein azom et luye behem, the azom is not dependent on what clothes the Yiratzeich was wearing, ela bachakiris. The mai mono yisim yeshloima, the kelim shchoirem oi levonim. What does it matter to us if the Ratzeich wore white begodim or dark begodim, they're still able to be mazim them.